Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 13, 2021. Do not bewitch and do not prophesize. The Book of Zohar, J.A. Sarah, The Life of Sarah, Item 87, When one observes the tweeting of fowl to know the future, why is it called a serpent and witchcraft? Witchcraft means that I want to ascend to the highest level, to the so-called birds, not through my correction but with my existing egoism. To invent some kind of system that would raise me without changing me to an altruist from the property of receiving to the property of bestowing, this is called sorcery, fortune-telling, witchcraft. When do I go to a sorcerer? When I want to gain what I am not supposed to. If I was supposed to, then I would have walked straight, just like the true, direct law goes. If I go to shamans, sorcerers, or fortune tellers, it means that I want to act in some unclean, wrong, perhaps unknown way. But unknown also means wrong because I have to go only by my own choice. Therefore, in the Torah, it is forbidden to bewitch and prophesize. So it is said, do not bewitch and do not guess, and burn every sorcerer. A person has no right to try to ascend the spiritual levels with the help of indefinite, undeserved forces. After all, this contradicts spiritual elevation, which is possible only if you acquire the corresponding property. Comment: it looks like some kind of amateurism. My response: but people believe in it. They are at those levels when a person is confused, like a small child. Children believe in fairy tales. And adults, while remaining children, believe in fairy tales. The science of Kabbalah teaches us exactly the opposite. There is no miracle in the world. Do not bewitch and do not prophesize, but not because you cannot. You cannot because it does not exist, and you are deceiving yourself by it. You must discover all the attributes of the world, all its laws, and use them correctly. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 4. Faith, feeling the Creator. Baal HaSulam, Shemati, Article 34, The Advantage of the Land. Thus, one must believe that his guidance is benevolent, but since one is immersed in self-love, it induces disparity of form in him, since there was a correction called in order to bestow, called equivalence of form. The question is, what does it mean that a person must believe? To believe what one is told is nonsense. Self-persuasion is also not worth it. Faith refers to feeling the Creator. To attain faith is to attain the feeling of the Creator in the light of Hasadim. If a person constantly keeps himself on this level, he does not feel afraid of problems he encounters in life. He knows where everything stems from and where everything is going. He is in constant contact with the upper force. This is his anchor, the root of his existence. We must therefore attain the attribute of Bina, the attribute of bestowal, where we adhere to the Creator even to the smallest extent. And then everything, whatever we feel, will be like connecting to eternity, to the eternal flow of our states. Question: why is it called faith? Answer: faith is the attribute of Bina. When I ascend above my ego and see everything not inside my egoism, but above it. Comment: it turns out that the concept of faith is totally distorted in our world. We are told something and we believe blindly. Answer: in our world, I am told something and I accept it as a fact. This is totally wrong. True faith is when I perceive the presence of the Creator and my connection with Him. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 22, 2019. In the grip of the web of forces. Humanity has fought for different forms of freedom for thousands of years, but in the end we see that we do not have it. Man begins to realize that he was not born free and he will not die free. Against your will you are born, against your will you live, and against your will you die. The concept of freedom is quite relative. I can go as if to the right or to the left, do what I am predisposed to at any given moment. But this is not freedom, because I cannot imagine how trapped I am in the network of forces and control. Each of us is influenced by our genes, society, upbringing, and the generation in which we were born. Thus, a person has only the illusion of freedom. Within the framework of this illusion, we exist and fight for it. To give man the opportunity to be in this illusion, in general, is the concern of all sovereigns and rulers, how to indulge people so that they are satisfied, but actually are completely controlled. This is what remains for people and their leaders. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019. The essence of the level of Rev, mixed multitude. Question: if Israel are people who descended from Abraham, then when did the Rev, mixed multitude, appear? Answer: the Rev appeared in the time of Abraham. Practically, they were constantly developing and became even stronger in Egypt. Egypt does not mean a geographical place but a person's spiritual state. The group which Abraham assembled in ancient Babylon moved to another place, meaning ascended to another level, to the land of Canaan, Eretz Canaan. This means that its level was constantly changing. When they reached such a state that they began to feel themselves in Egypt, that is, under the burdening of egoism, the force called the mixed multitude, Rev, was revealed in them and pulled them back. The fact is that until you reach final correction, this force runs parallel to you, helps you with its opposition, and points out your flaws like any opponent shows where he can harm you. That is, the Rev gives you an understanding of where you can improve yourself. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 22, 2019.